go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 158 of the 8-Bit Geek. Unfortunately, we will have no show this week because we've been way too addicted to The Division. So, thanks a lot. Just kidding. But seriously, that game is going to be our downfall when it comes out in a couple weeks. My name is Jeremy, and with me today are two men who would rather go rogue than play on a team.
Bullshit.
Yeah, hold on now.
Coming from the dude, oh, I hate you so much.
Hey, did you ever get that loot? Did you ever get that stuff put back on the helicopter? Did you
eventually, after you assholes have started causing chaos.
I don't know, man. You shouldn't have been slow. We got all of our stuff on
the
helicopter.
Yeah, I got mine on.
Yeah, we got our loot out, so.
I don't know what happened to you.
Thank you guys so much. We should explain
So last night was the final night in the Division beta, which,
We're a little sad.
I miss it already. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to play tonight. So last night was last night. I've got to go hang out with my buddy Ed and watch The Walking Dead and get caught up on some TV and stuff. So it's like 9:30-ish?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, I got to go. So we get some blue loot, which is like the best that we can get right now, I guess.
I found out that purple is the highest that was in the game, but we just never saw it.
Okay, but we never saw it. So we had some blue, and we're like, let's get this out. Let's get this out of here. So we go up, and we launch for the evac. The helicopter shows up. We get our loot on the rope. It leaves, and who didn't get their shit on the helicopter?
Kevin.
Oh, I wonder why. Because you guys were all fucking blocking. That's all I could think
what?
Of.
What?
And then as soon as Jeremy got his on, he fucking threw a grenade into a group of fucking NPC or like a group of friendlies.
That was a complete just, you know what? It's just that I didn't have the controller in my hands and I was using the keyboard mouse. Just slipped. My finger just slipped and hit the G button. And then my finger hit the mouse clicker and it just threw it. So it's really my bad. I didn't mean it.
I did it intentionally. I just threw it.
Jug just is like,
the best part is,
I literally said, I'm going to go now. What's the best way to go out? And Jerry goes, going rogue. And I said, fuck yeah. Threw a grenade right into
you guys shot. Yeah, you shot and ran. Thomas didn't know what to do, so he's sitting there. He's like, oh, I guess I'm going to kill everyone. And he's shooting everybody. And I'm running for cover, and I had like 20 seconds compared to you guys. So I just had to hide out for a little bit, and then I got the next shipment.
God, I can't. That game, when it comes out, it's going to be our definite time waster. It's going to be so amazing. I loved it.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun multiplayer. And the quote-unquote single-player stuff that we did, too, was fun. The actual, like, story missions.
I enjoyed that thoroughly
They
as
were
well.
Fun to run through as a team. Yeah, you know what? It's a lot better than that Destiny shit.
I will tell you this right now. I told this to Ryan last night when we were playing for the final time.
Guy's fucking face. Sorry.
You played, like, 5 minutes of Destiny.
I played, like, 0 minutes of Destiny. But you know what? I've watched people play it and stream it, and I watch it, and you know, I'm like, I have no desire to play this shit.
This is so boring.
It's so boring.
So boring. So no, anyways,
played it.
Okay, it's so boring.
Let me get to my point. I was playing with Ryan last night.
Yeah, you were.
And I sat there and I said, it's very rare for a video game. I know this. We're getting into this really early, but it's very rare for a video game to capture you in a way that the Division has. Like like the side missions and everything, they actually make you feel like you're actually kind of there. Like they're a part of the environment so much that you're drawn into it and makes you just like want to venture over and be like, oh, well, what's happening over here? I did a mission where I had to take out all these guys and then I saw a room where there was these hostages. And then it's like, oh shit, well, where's the key? And so I'm looking around the room, I find the key, I open the door. And it's just like, holy shit, like just that little, that just those little things that happen during the game, just phenomenal. Like it's rare to get it that right, and they've gotten it that right. It's so good.
Yeah, and I'm really excited. One of the things I did, I think Saturday afternoon before we started playing Saturday night, was just kind of running around doing some of the not in the dark zone, just that normal area, and just running around and doing like what you're talking about, one of the encounters where there's like a hostage situation, but also just exploring how big that area is, because we were kind of just constantly going from the base to the to the dark zone, from the base to the dark zone.
Yeah.
And like, so I just went and explored and found like there's like buildings that you can run into that have like multiple floors of like apartments, and each floor might have a room or so that you can run in and then check out that apartment and loot stuff out of the apartments and get new clothes and and food and water and stuff like that, and just explore and just find like these just stuff. And of course, again, just come across bad guys or whatever you want to call them, like looters and stuff, just like, you know, maybe going through stuff, and then like they see you and like, oh shit, start shooting at you. And of course, you got to kill them like a boss. So
like a boss.
Oh man.
A lot of fun stuff. If you like what we're talking about and it's your first time with us, either on iTunes or watching us on Twitch, please subscribe to us. Subscribe on Twitch right now, and of course on iTunes Audio Boom, which is our home for our podcasts. Mm-hmm. They're so gracious to us. And Stitcher Radio. You can find us on all of your Android devices, in your favorite podcast apps, everything like that. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek, now including Twitch, which I just mentioned. And yes, you can also support us on Patreon. Patreon is a little site that you can subscribe for as little as $1 an episode. That's $4 a month, or even $1 a month. You can set your limit. And what does that do for us? It gets us to go to this great Comic-Con that we're planning to on June. We hit some major goals for that. And now it's just the ability, the more the money that we get now is just to do more things, promote our name more. Like, we would like to, the big thing that we'd like to do is to get our name into the program, so that way we're advertised with every single program that goes out into every person's bag who goes to the show. So we'd like to take out a half page ad, things like that. So all that money goes towards that. So if you'd like to donate, you can. I'd like to point out that this week's show is sponsored by Rain and her husband, Little Tiny Micro D, who grew three sizes last week when they donated a fudge ton of money. So God, we thank you. Get with us if you want us to advertise anything next week, because you will be our sponsor here for the next few weeks. So thank you so much. And now it's time for a little bit of Misconnections. Like I said, if you're new here, Misconnections is where we go to Craigslist. We take some ads that have been posted. We read them back to you in funny voices, but we don't alter them in any way, because we can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
I got so excited, guys, about that intro and about this show tonight. And we were talking about The Division.
Uh-huh.
I completely bonked on the music again. What?
I normally forget it, though. You can't just blame it on the awesomeness that is The Division. Ubisoft's better than that.
Motherfuck, I remember at least 4 out of 10 times.
Motherfuck.
I feel like at this point, like, we're so far into this and, like, always using... Oh, shit. Hold on, we just got an alert, which I didn't hear it, which that's really weird, but QE just donated $50 saying, lol, goddamn it.
Oh, it just happened.
Thanks, QE.
Oh, I just saw it on the stream.
Yeah, but I didn't hear the voice. I don't fucking know what's happening. We also got a follow earlier from, I don't even know how to say that. No. No White.
No White.
Thank you, No White.
Yeah, thank you for the follow.
Thank you, QE, for the gift, and let the floodgates open. I know this is just going to open up everybody to just be like, fuck it, here's some money.
Yeah, in fact, here we go. Let's look at the donation. Oh, shit, we're at $1,053. Yeah! Yay! We're 105% over. We're at 105%.
All right, let's get rid of Doug. Let's bring in...
Well, I was going to say, we're so far into this. Like, why not make a drop that plays the... the actual intro to the segment that then just transitions into the music that would play.
No, I could. I understand. It just takes time. I'm also working on a website. I'm also doing some artwork. Come on, man. Give me some time. Then I need to make a Twitch banner. Don't roll those fucking cute ass eyes at me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Rain is the best.
That, you've brought out LeSean Pennis.
Hello, Sean.
This is for the nerdy nurse at FWBMC.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Is that a bank?
I would like to make a deposit.
Is that a Fort Worth Bank Municipal Court all in one?
It's I like figured one of those... it was Fort Worth Bum Managing Clinic.
Fort Worth's Butt Managing Clinic. All right, let's do that.
Butt Massaging Clinic. All right. You weren't my nurse, and I'm glad.
What?
But I wanted to tell you that you are freaking adorable. I'm sure you will think this post is about you, and who knows, maybe it is. We've talked, but we haven't. We are both probably crazy and might get a good laugh should we ever connect. If this makes sense to you, then you know how to contact me. Now I will go back to reading my newspaper, colon P.
Colon P?
Hey,
is that the newspaper name?
Hey, we've
it's
talked.
A smiley face with a tongue out.
We've talked, but we haven't.
Excellent. We've talked, but we haven't. But, you know, you'll know how to contact me. So now I'm going to go back to reading my newspaper, colon P. Yours truly, Sean Pennis.
I'd like to apologize for my next face as I go through this. It's the only way I can do this character.
Oh. You may want to turn your camera off, bro. I don't know if I'll be able to handle it.
Okay, hold on.
No, don't turn it off.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Okay, hold on. We got
I'm just going to tip my hat and just look at what you're going to read.
Okay.
I'm going to mute myself now.
Best Buy Geek Squad on a Wednesday. Mail for a woman. Hotel Circle. He got me to check in and call my computer dirty. Although a bit offended, I can let it slide this time. I'm sorry that you had to wear a clip-on. Regardless, you pulled it off magically. In fact, you could pull it off real well. Smile face. I hope you can fix my computer. Stay safe out there. Lavino.
Jesus.
Did he? Okay, I thought his cam froze. I was like, that is the worst possible way. Like that time we had like two Dougs in the room. Like one was a frozen Doug and the other one was, well, Doug. I think that was a Hangouts time.
I don't remember that time.
Yeah, it was probably Hangouts, piece of shit.
Yeah, Hangouts sucked.
All right, Kev, bring us home, buddy.
Oh, man.
This one better be good. Oh, yep, this is gonna be good.
It's Walmart, really. Come on. Is that even a question? All right, this one is... Wow! BBW that flashed me her tits in Walmart parking lot. Mail for women. Angelo!
Is that your name or the place?
Wow! Yes. My age is 47. We saw each other a couple times in Walmart and left the store at the same time. You flashed me your tits as you stood beside your vehicle and then got in and drove away. I would love to get my hands on those big tits. I would like to return the favor and flash you back in person, my tits. Hope to hear from you. Conversations.
Stop saying conversations.
What?
I don't know what that voice was. I just
that's good
when,
though.
Apparently, when a BBW flashes me, I just got to go, "Wow!"
Yeah, it's like you've never seen a like tits before.
Oh, good pull. Good pull.
Remember that from earlier?
Yeah. Damn, look at Hail Caesar. It's at the bottom. It's in 3 weeks, it's only made $26 million.
Started at the bottom and it's still there.
For real. Damn. Still number one, though. There's a big-ass Deadpool.
Whoop, baby.
God, it's on its way. Okay, so in 2 weeks, this thing is gross 260 or 236 million domestically, and they're saying that it's on its way to be the single, like, the greatest gainer or whatever the fuck it is, top box office in the solo Marvel franchise. So
nice, good, well deserved.
Oh yeah,
it's crazy.
And there's Fox dragging their ass all these years on them too.
Mm-hmm. Now they're like, oh, we're sorry. You know, next week Fox is gonna be like, all right, guys, we're going to have a Deadpool cinematic universe, okay? We're going to have 14 spinoffs, all dedicated to Deadpool, and he's going to star in all of them.
Each Jesus. One's a different type of Deadpool.
Oh, yeah, my God,
no
yeah.
No joke.
So we got hip-hop Deadpool that's coming out for the black crowd.
Deepooly.
And then we got... Yeah, Deepooly. Then we're going to have the sombrero Deadpool for our southern
Deadpool,
friends.
Deadpoolio?
Deadpoolio. Is that his name?
No, I don't know.
We're just making shit
well,
up.
Well, in the game, you go, you meet up with somebody, but he's like a fortune teller. Like, you know, like those, remember those, like in the movie Big, like that, the game for you put a quarter in or whatever and it tells you your fortune. It's like that. And it's like the majestic Deadpoolio. Hmm. But I would assume, since Julio sounds Hispanic, I would assume that it's also Deadpoolio.
Or, yeah, maybe he's saying Dead Julio.
Deadpoolio.
Dead Julio.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, jumping in the news, Deadpool has sided with Captain America for Civil War on Twitter.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that happen live, and that was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That was so fucking funny. So Chris Evans was like, wow, Deadpool was awesome. Well done. And then Ryan responds with hashtag team Cap. And then Robert Downey Jr. goes, Deadpool?
Yeah, et tu, Deadpool. You too, Deadpool.
Give me a shout out when Rogers boots you for cussing.
Yes, and that's from Robert Downey Jr. So fucking funny. Like, I wish, man.
Yeah.
I wish they could pull him into the universe somehow.
That'd be awesome.
It would be amazing.
Yeah, that would. Yeah, I had to have him in the big Marvel. Oh my God, Marvel universe. With everyone else, and especially now that they've got Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Can we, I know that they're at different, like now there's three different studios, but and there always has been, but can we, like, that would be amazing if Spider-Man and Deadpool had a spinoff movie.
I see what you did there.
Whew. Get it. okay. So obviously the R-rated movies are now going to start pouring out. We're going to get a fucking ton of them. I think, did we talk about this last week, how Wolverine 3 is eyeing an R-rated film?
I don't think we talked about it specifically, but we talked about how, like, watch, this is going to happen now.
Well, now it is.
And I feel like Wolverine was one that we were like, that if one should get it, it should be Wolverine. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been other R-rated comic book movies. I mean, there was the Spawn movies.
There has been, right?
Spawn,
but nothing...
there was the original Punisher, both Punishers.
Right, but this was before Blade. Was Blade R? Yeah, it was.
I thought, what was it? Blade was PG-13, and then Blade 2 was R, wasn't it?
Was it?
Because that was like the brutal one. That was like the Guillermo del Toro one, wasn't it?
Blade was rated R.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But this has been the one that's done the best financially, so they're going like... But that's also part of the problem, is like... Wolverine will do it because he kind of has that gruff streak where, like, he cusses anyways. And, you know, Spawn and those make sense, Punisher, especially for the violence. But, like, Deadpool did it in a way that it reached everybody in a way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, the humor that also made it R. And then, yeah, the violence. Because it was all funny. And I don't know. It seemed like...
There was something for everybody. Like, there was...
Punisher has, like, a very distinct... audience, right? Like, I mean, you have to like super violent actiony movies really to like Punisher, I feel. But this one had like, yeah, I don't know, it had heart. It had heart to it.
It had a love story. It had it was a comedy. It was an action film. Like, it had a whole, it had something for everybody.
Yeah.
So it does, if the R rating, just because you're going to throw an R rated on something, you're going to slap it on, it doesn't mean it's going to be successful. You know, make a good movie, and if it just happens to be R, then great.
Right. Well, the thing is, especially like if you make it rated R, that means you're a little less limited to your original vision. Like a lot of times Marvel was like, all right, you got to tone it down to PG-13 because this is the only one that sells. Now that Deadpool did so well, now they can actually go outside those PG-13 boundaries and they'll know they'll still have a chance.
I know.
Just, but, it depends on the franchise. Like we will I don't think we'll ever see an Avengers movie go to R because so much of their shit is tied up in merchandising for kids.
Yeah. I think that possibly we see a Captain America R.
Maybe, but dude, that'd be the closest one. This is what I'm thinking, man. Okay, there's the fact that Marvel can't commit to killing a character in their movies, like a main character. Mm-hmm. But dude, Cap dies in Civil War, so he's gotta fucking die in this movie.
Well, no, because they've been switching everything around. Also, in Civil War, it was originally about like, there we go,
kill him. Kill him because Bucky Rogers needs to become Cap because he's the one who has a 19 movie deal contract. Or maybe it's 9.
Yeah, I say
it's probably 19.
I agree with you, man. I think that a major character should die, and either A, it needs to be Robert Downey Jr.'s character, or it needs to be as much as I absolutely love Evans as Captain America. Like that would be a major hit. And I think that that's what it needs. Like, it needs some darkness. Everything always ends on a goddamn high. Look at us. We're great.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it needs to be. I don't know. And what's his name? So Speedy. Bad in it. I feel like it's going to have to be him.
What's his name? What's the speedster's name? Quicksilver?
Yeah, but
and Quicksilver didn't have any validity to it because of the fact that it was just like nobody cared about that character.
Exactly. Because
everybody loved the Fox one instead.
Yeah, it was better.
What was it? Evan Peters is way better.
Yeah, so the death didn't mean anything to anyone. Nobody went, like when fucking Han Solo died, everybody held their goddamn breath.
Shit, and goddamn was spoilers. Like, just kidding.
It's been out 10 weeks. Come on.
Yeah, that's true. If you haven't seen Star Wars, then go fuck yourself.
So like everybody like fucking held their breath. They're just like, oh my God, like my heart. So that's the kind of thing that you would need to do with a major character just to like, I want one of those moments and I want an actual real villain. Can we please get a real villain? These goddamn Marvel films. Let's move on to the next story before we get too angry. Okay. So Seth Rogen is making a TV show about a socially inept gamer who saves the world.
Okay.
And he's writing it with Evan Goldberg.
Yeah, that's weird.
So, Ready Player One?
One?
Yeah, I know. It's like that's how I read it as well.
It's going to star, it's called Future Man. It stars Josh Hutcherson from Hunger Games as PETA.
PETA Ballark.
And I think that's the main character that they've announced. So, So here's the synopsis. Josh Futterman, who plays a janitor. Hey guys, I'm gonna go to my fake job.
Yeah.
Who is a janitor by day and a world ranked gamer by night. Ooh, sounds like Kevin. in the most blatant way possible, who avoids copyright infringement. It seems to be a Last Starfighter riff. Okay. And he must save the human race from aliens. Okay.
The funny thing is, Ready Player One is a riff at like The Last Starfighter as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of influences from that, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. Really,
it's not real. Hopefully, it doesn't end up as bad as Pixels did, but it probably will.
You know, I actually sat through Pixels, and I went at the end of it. I went, not terrible, not great, not great. Not good, but not terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like I made it all the way through, so I really liked the art and everything, and the CG was incredible, but there was no story.
Yeah, I was just not a fan. I mean, I won't even give it a chance, to be honest. I saw the preview of it and it made me cringe.
Yep.
Bad.
Yeah, you know why?
Because Adam Sandler?
Because fucking Adam goddamn dumbass Sandler.
Whoa!
That's actually not his name.
What did she do to you? That's not his name.
It's just Adam Sandler, man.
Oh, shit. Are you sure? Where's the birth certificate?
I am pretty sure.
I need the birth certificate. I need the long-form birth certificate.
I have it right here. Hold on. Let me just grab it. I have Hollywood's birth certificates just in
Jeremy's
my drawer.
Jeremy's best buds with Adam Sandler.
Yeah. We hang out on the weekends.
I think that Adam Sandler... Hold on. I'm pouring coffee right now if you can hear it. Adam Sandler has...
a genius mind.
Is burned out. I feel that everything he makes is the same terrible shit over and over again. And it's just not funny anymore.
I'm going to say this, though. If Adam Sandler didn't exist, we would never have had Grandma's Boy, which is a phenomenal, like, one of the best.
I'm not asking for the to be erased from the history books. He made some great movies. And then he made those movies again with a different title. And then he made them again. With a different title.
Holy
and
shit.
And he made it for Netflix with a different title.
Did
and
you
every
see...
single one of them has Rob Lowe as some other fucking stereotype.
Hold on.
Of some other
Rob Lowe's gotta do something.
Hold on.
Rob Lowe, what's
before
name?
You go, before you go into this, I need to tell you something.
Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider is fucking Family Guy. Not Family Guy. Was that South Park?
Did you see the connected universe of every single Adams? There's an Adam Sandler connected universe of every single film. Like, they're all connected in some way.
So
like,
they're
going to
have, like, an Adam Sandler Avengers?
Yeah, it is actually he's done it before the Avengers did it. And before Marvel did it. Like, there is a video that connects every single character to a different movie. And it's a Sandler universe.
Oh.
It's crazy. It's really cool.
Tie back to Click.
Do they? Yeah. Are you watching it right now?
No, I'm not. What are you talking about?
I thought you got really interested. And I was like, go, Doug.
That was just.
I was like, Doug's like, well, let me see if I could redeem Sandler.
And Doug becomes like Adam Sandler's biggest fan after that.
Yeah, he's like, holy shit, I just didn't know. Now I have to go back and rewatch everything except for.
I want
for
you to
the...
play that clip from the fucking South Park where they just, it's a trailer for a Rob Schneider movie. And they're just like, I think at the movie studio, they're like, oh man, what movie can we make? Who fucking cares? Just put Rob Schneider in it and just make up some horse shit. And it's literally like, you'll see this because Rob Schneider's in it. It's terrible. Rob Schneider.
He's still making movies too. I don't know how. Like I said, when Adam Sandler dies, Rob Schneider might as well be buried with him.
He has a new show on Netflix or whatever that apparently is like about his life. I guess it's like, I think, I don't know. I don't fucking know.
What's Adam going to do for me next?
Yeah. How much more can I mooch off my friend?
Can I just say right now that you guys and I would be doing the same thing too? Like, if I had an Adam Sandler friend, I'd be like, dude, put me in a movie. Dude, put me in all your movies.
But
Seth Rogen's already doing that, though.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen and fucking, what's his name? From This Is the End. Jonah Hill, he's one of them.
Oh, wow.
Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Debbie.
Jesus. No, the,
Deb from on high with the fucking answer.
Do you want to take over the mic? Kevin's like lost now. Look at him.
No, I'm trying to think of the other fucking Franco. There you go.
James Franco.
Yeah.
Well, they're just best buds.
Mm-hmm.
They've been since high school.
I see what you did there.
Doug's still lost.
Now I'm having, you guys are sounding a little shitty on my end, so I'm trying to figure out what's going on. If it's
Yeah, you guys sound shitty too. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, you guys sound great to me, so let's move on. So the new Ghostbusters villain is gonna be the actual, looks like shit, but it's shit. Have you seen this shit?
We talked about that.
Did we?
Remember, like, it basically looks, because the toy line came out because Mattel had their thing, or was it Hasbro? Was it Mattel or Hasbro? Oh, I get the same company now anyway.
Yeah, it's Mattel. And it's essentially their logo. The Ghostbusters ghost in the logo, but with teeth and a goddamn bow tie.
It looks like if the Ghostbusters logo had sex with the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to end the call real quick. I'm going to exit out and come back in because this sounds like dog shit over here. So hold on. Yeah, of course I sound good, Rain. It's on my end. It's through fucking Skype.
How would you know we sound like Schrodinger's cat? You don't know if we exist or not.
What?
Or are we alive or not? We're in a box.
What are you talking about?
Still sounds like dog dookie.
It's okay, Doug. We sound good over here on my end, so you just deal with it for now.
Ugh. Okay, it's all our viewers that are watching.
It sounds good for them too.
Nope.
yeah, so that's the new look. Oh, shit.
Okay, here's my problem.
But it's a toy, right?
I'm gonna jump in on this real quick. Because I have issues every time that you say something looks like shit when you haven't fucking seen it, when you just look at a toy.
Yeah.
I just said that. I just said, but it's a toy.
Oh, I may not have been there on the call. Right? Or I may have been going, I need to end this call. Will they please let me say something so I can end it real quick? Yeah, that's a toy. It's a toy.
Yeah, I know.
It's
but
a toy.
I know.
It's a toy. It's a toy, Jer.
Yeah.
Calm down. It's a toy. Hey, Jer, it's a toy. You don't know what it's going to look like.
All right.
It's a fucking toy.
Hey, Doug. That's a toy, and it looks fucking awesome. And that's what it looked like in the movie. It's a toy. It's a toy. It's a toy.
Oh my God.
I'm worried about the whole thing. That's my concern. Like, I'm worried about the whole.
It's because there's women involved, isn't it? You can't fucking. You're one of those guys.
Oh no, Jason.
Why would you instantly go there? I love women.
I just felt like saying Jason's there. That's all.
The second they announced it was going to be an all-women's cast, you were like, nah, 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 nah.
No, as soon as they announced the actresses, I was like, nah, nah, nah. I can't stand that chick from Saturday Night Live. I think she's a terrible actor.
Who, Kristen
There's
Wick?
Like three
no,
women from
not,
Saturday Night Live on there.
The one who, you're going to make me say it.
You're going to say the black one.
I know who you're going to say. It's Leslie Jones.
Fucking racist.
She's awesome.
Is the black one. This black one. That's what I can't stand.
Leslie Jones is awesome. She's hilarious.
She's not.
You just don't
know. She's not hilarious. She plays the same character in every single like fucking skit that she does. The angry black lady. That's my deal. And anyways, I don't know. I hope it's really funny. Like I love the fucking Ghostbusters. It's something that's protected. It's the same thing when they were like, hey, if they were going to say we're going to remake Back to the Future, I instantly would be like, I'm not on board. Like I'm not on board. And because of the fact that it's something that's precious to me, it's something that's, you know, it means a lot. The same thing when they announced that they were going to do the Gremlins as a CGI film. I was like, I don't want any part of that. That sounds terrible. Like, all this stuff just means a lot to me. It has nothing to do. And I just looked at the toy. Yeah, the toy looks like shit. But I did say that it's just a toy. But I am worried. I'm not out of this. I'm not going to watch it. Of course I'm going to watch it. And then I'll say it's shit after I watch it.
So what if they made Back to the Future with Christopher Walken as Doc? And Leslie Jones as Marty.
I'm so fucking out. First of all, Christopher Walken's like 100 now. I don't think he knows his own name.
Marty, we need to do this.
Marty, wow. It's a car?
1.21 gigawatts.
So, anyways, speaking of reviews of bad movies, Rotten Tomatoes and Flixster have been acquired by Fandango.
Oh, God. It begins.
And it's strange because NBC Universal owns Fandango. Now, Flixer was owned by... It gets really tricky here. It was owned by Warner Brothers. And so this worries me a little bit because does it affect... I hope it doesn't affect... the day-to-day operations for Rotten Tomatoes or anything, or I hope that Universal doesn't step in and go, hey, influence this movie to a better, a better review. Let's bump the bad reviews down, make sure maybe they don't get published to the site, shit like that. I just hope they remain separate. You know what I'm saying? Unless it has something to do with Ghostbusters and, you know, fuck them, right?
Well, like Big D said in the chat, it's like it would have been fine if it was a sequel, but as a reboot, it's just I'm done with reboots myself. Like I think they don't need to retell these stories. Yeah, if they want to make a sequel, like a whole new story, all for it. You can have fucking four ferrets play the role.
Yeah, I just don't see why they would need Fandango Part 2 or Rotten Tomatoes the reboot, you know? I agree with you.
I don't know. It's just I'm just looking into it because I remember reading something that was like, it's not a reboot in that sense.
All right, so getting into gaming news, HTC has announced their cost for the Vive, which we already know that the Oculus Rift was going to cost $499. And so it's $499 without the, but it's not coming with the dual fucking paddles that they're shipping with them. So those are going to cost extra later on if you want those with the Oculus. So HTC has announced a $799 price tag, and it will ship in early April. I am so depressed by this because now I will not own one.
Well, I mean, you just won't own the first wave of them.
Yeah,
Kevin, I wanted to be a part of that crew. I wanted to feel special, and I wanted to live in a world that wasn't mine.
You'll get that time soon. I mean, give it about a year or so. You'll be fine.
I know. It's just, I feel like pricing it this high, and yes, I'm aware that first generation is always going to be more expensive, but we're talking about something also that the mass population is supposed to put in their, you know, have in their homes and everything. And I just feel like this price tag, like, it's so much for so little because you still need a computer to run the goddamn thing.
I thought with the Vive, it was a lot less labor intensive with the computers.
You'd have to get with Ryan about that one.
Yeah, Ryan is the know-all on when it comes to virtual reality. Yeah.
Sorry, the Rift was priced at $599.
Yeah, so Oculus Rift, $599.
Yeah, and so $800, God, man, like, it's just, I know it's going to sell out because there's going to be people who spend the money on it.
Yep.
I just wanted to be one of those people, and that's okay. I mean, I'll have to wait now, but VR seems so cool. Especially, did you guys see the demo now of the Grand Theft Auto 5 in VR?
Yes.
Oh my god, it looks so intense. Like,
it's even more creepy.
I could not play. I don't think I could play that game because it would make me feel. I'd be like, I'm not murdering. I'm not doing it.
The first time when they went to first person view, like, I felt really bad about the decisions I made in that game. Like, nope. It really upped the guilt factor.
Nope.
I wouldn't do it.
I might just be a psychopath, guys. Like, oh, yeah. Shit.
You're like, I'm into it.
Doug hasn't gone to sleep since.
Man, I ran around. What I did is, that, you know, in that game, you can, like, run and, like, punch people. Like, you know, run and jump and da!
Right.
And that's all I did in first person for, like, 10, 15, 30 minutes.
Why did it jump from 10 to 30 minutes?
Oh, because, let's be honest, you can't just do it once. And then some people try to fight you. And then, like, if you knock them out, then the cops come after you because the game is horseshit about that.
You could walk into
the cops in that game are so easy to piss off, too.
Yeah, they're very angry.
That's what I'm saying. It's like my one complaint about GTA 5 is that, well, it's super hard to lose the cops. And two, like, yeah, they get pissed off because you knock someone out with your fist. That motherfucker threw the first fist at me in some cases. Not every case. Obviously, sometimes I deserved it. But sometimes you just run into somebody and then they're like, what? And they push you. Like, dude, fuck that. No.
You could accidentally get pushed into a cop and he pulls out his gun and starts just blasting at you.
Yep.
You're like, bro, all I did was bump you. Get on the floor. Da, 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 da.
Yeah. One star is fucking, like, shooting now.
Yeah. And it's so hard to lose, like, that one fucking star because, like, suddenly everyone and their mom is out for you. In goddamn, like, fake LA.
I mean, how much money does this fucking police department have to deploy this fucking chopper and these SWAT vans? The cost of gas is low and cheap, yeah, but still, like, they have a goddamn army coming after you.
Yeah.
And you're just like, well, I guess, can the city afford this? Is it going to go bankrupt at any time? Possibly.
No, they could just use the money hack. They're fine.
Fans of BioShock, both of you?
I loved Infinite.
I was playing it the other day, actually. I started playing into it.
Well, maybe you should stop because there is a rumor that a remastered version is coming out.
Is that going to be just Infinite, or is that going to be all three?
That's all three. It's a collection.
Me, yes.
Yeah, I'll totally go back to Rapture.
Yep. So there was a Brazilian rating board has listed BioShock the Collection bundle headed both to PS4 and Xbox One. All three retro futuristic games were remastered to play on modern consoles. No release date. I'm sure it would come out for PC too, but yeah,
just like updated graphics and stuff. Man, I would. Man,
I was gonna say I recently had a game in my Steam wish. It may actually still be on my Steam wish. I need to remove it. And it was one that, you know, it was like updated graphics, you know, now like 1080, and I was like, fuck yeah, sweet. It was State of Decay, one of those like zombie games.
Right. Oh yeah,
I have the original one, which is like what came out like when it was on the 360 and the PS3. And I was like, so I have it on PC, and then they put it in the store because they updated it for Xbox One and PlayStation 4. So I was like, fuck yeah, like this is gonna be sweet. I'm excited. This is gonna be great graphics. I'll just grab it when it drops below like $20 or something. It's like 25. And I'm cheap. I need those $5. And then the other day I saw it was on sale during that like random New Year sale they had like last week, and it was cheap. And like all the reviews were like, nope, don't do it. Fucking terrible. Like shit upgrade. Money hog. Like this is all. They don't fucking care. This is terrible. This is not a true up conversion. They didn't do shit. This is terrible. Like literally all the reviews. And I was like, man, fuck that. So that's my concern. That's my one concern with these games. Like I realize that like. When the first one came out was like 2007, like surely they've done something to make it look prettier, but I'm so skeptical of them now because that one hurt me. Although on the flip side, Uncharted was great.
Oh yeah, Uncharted's beautiful too.
Yeah,
they even put out a patch to make it look even better than it did already.
Yeah, no, man, I've been playing Uncharted 2. Oh, so good.
I really
on the
need
flip
to
side
do.
Of that too, though, there's certain games that'll try to get that out of you, like Dark Souls. Dark Souls 2, Scholar of the First Sin on PC, they say they added DirectX 11 support. And if you don't buy it, then you just don't get that support. So it's like, that's kind of bullshit. I don't know. Sleeping Dogs did it. Fucking Metro, the Metro series. But at least Metro and Sleeping Dogs, I believe, gave you discounts cheap. If you had the copy already.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bethesda has been convinced to make more mobile games after Fallout Shelter news ever.
Yeah, no shit.
So they've formed a company up in Montreal last December to focus on nothing but mobile gaming. Well, when you make a game and it makes more money than your console release, you're going to focus on some mobile. This shit pulled in so much money, which I don't know who played it, because I think who was I talking to? I forget. I played it for like a few days and I was like, oh, fuck it. It's cool, but I'm done. But I know a guy who soaked $20 into it within the first 2 days. And I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah.
These games have something about it just where it's just like, yeah, I'll drop some cash into that. No big deal. And then they end up making more than anything they imagine. So it's that whole thing where mobile gaming is with the microtransactions is definitely a real thing. And that's why we keep saying that fucking Nintendo would bank if they would just release some goddamn Mario games on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez. So
I really don't know what's holding them back. I mean, they make poor business decisions. Nintendo does.
Well, I mean, we'll see how it goes with, I mean, their first game is a Mii character creator, right?
Yeah.
And like,
was it Miyamoto or something like that? Yeah, or Miimoto? Like,
it's a chat program with your Mii characters. Who the fuck cares? And then their second one is going to be the Pokemon, but I don't even think they're putting that out. I think it's the owner of Pokemon Company, whoever they are. But I don't know, man. They did say that
Game Freak.
Yeah, they did say that a bigger name character will be making their debut on mobile here soon. So, who knows what they come up with?
Yeah.
But man, let's talk a little bit more about The Division.
Yeah, let's do that.
It was the biggest release, a biggest beta for any new IP. It beat out the fucking, what's it called? That game that you play. It's something stupid that got. I think it's
talking
like
to you, Kev.
What's that? What's that game that you? He left.
Yeah, he's gone.
I think it's something like Space Cowboys with Guns or something.
Halo.
Halo.
Point two.
Point. Yeah. Some.
Point two.
Name.
So it's not even Halo One. It's Point Two.
Well, because like you know, I mean, you can't say like Halo Four because that already is a thing. So it's like Halo. Point
you guys don't even know what you're talking about. You never played Destiny.
I played it.
You don't know.
Oh,
how much you play?
I got to level 15. 10. 10.
Exactly.
No one
and that
plays
was enough.
It because it sucks.
It did suck.
Tell that to the subreddit.
Okay.
All right.
Fuck them. I don't care.
So Destiny got 4.1 million beta users to play their game. And then The Division came away with 6.4 million players. That's
I would say
though.
They got more because they had PC access.
Who
Destiny
gives a fuck?
The fuck. People downloading it?
No, I'm talking about why are you still trying to stick up for Desta shit?
Because you do fucking bashers never even played the goddamn game.
I played it to level 10. That's all I needed. I soaked about.
I can get to level 10 right now during this podcast.
Okay.
I can get you a tow by 3 p.m.
You're really into that game.
That's too much. But this says the headline says this is on consoles. This doesn't say anything about PC.
It does say just console.
So Kevin, that's 6.4 million people just on consoles.
You may want to take that back, Kevin.
I ain't taking shit back. That's
I take a shit
life.
Back, man.
Oh, life.
Over 63.3 million contaminated items were also extracted. How many doors were closed?
I think it was in the billions.
Oh.
Yeah, we
well,
had that
like 6 billion
yesterday.
When you sent it to us. Like that was
for the closed beta. Can you imagine the open beta?
What? That wasn't even the open
no,
beta.
That wasn't the open beta. That was just
whoa,
the closed
what?
Beta.
Oh my god, where is that? Is there a thing where I can look that up real quick?
I don't think they've released it yet. I think it took them a little while to release that statistic for the closed beta. So, but that also included that the closed door thing also included NPCs closing doors as well. So, not just players.
You're dead to me, Michael.
Okay, so let's move on to the next story. Let's see what else we got. As we know, Guillermo del Toro and designer Kotami how do you say it?
Hideo Kojima.
Why can't you say it now, Kevin?
Hideo Kojima.
Yeah. Hideo.
Say it again.
Hideo Kojima.
Nope, incorrect. Try again.
Hideo.
Nope. Try again.
Hideo.
A little closer. Try again.
Hideo.
Incorrect. I'll start all over again. Sound it out. Use your vowels.
Hideo.
I hate you so much.
Del Toro has said that gaming is only limited by the bastards with the money. He's pretty passionate because he's now had two projects
just fall through the ice.
Just fell through, and so it looks like the two are going to work together again.
Good.
So, and they hinted at a bigger at another big game, but here's the problem: Kojami's new.
His fucking face. Holy shit.
Kuyami's new company is like trying to do 15 fucking things at once. And I don't think he has the resources. So maybe Hideo Kojima.
Perfect. Right there. That was it.
Kojima Yomo. Needs to focus on one thing. Huh, Kevin?
Yep. I guess we lost Kev.
All right, we lost Kev.
he probably took a nap.
He probably fell asleep.
Yeah, he fell asleep.
I wish I could. If I could sleep with my eyes open like this, fucking great.
I mean, who names themselves that anyways?
What, Kevin?
Because he named himself right out of the goddamn womb.
Who names themselves after fucking a hide-and-seek game?
Yeah.
All right, last story before we leave.
I hope you get to. I hope one of your consoles breaks tonight.
I only own one.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I hope your console breaks.
Well, it won't because we're the strongest console. Console. I can't even do it right. We're the strongest console that the Jedi's ever created. So, boo-hoo to you. All right, so Ubisoft is saying that Assassin's Creed may not be yearly from now on, and I think that'd be a good thing. I think they need to go to maybe every 3 years because I'm fucking burnt out on the shit, and then the quality has gone to shit, and everything's shit. They might as well make Ghostbusters.
Damn.
Their last game got decent reviews. Actually, probably one of the stronger ones in the past few years. But I agree. I mean, I haven't played it yet because... Yeah, one a year is a little too much. It was fun for a while when it was the Ezio storyline. Mm-hmm. But once they finished that up and they introduced your main man, Connor.
Oh, when
your main squeeze, Connor. Once they
introduced... Dude, Connor's been around from the beginning.
Oh, you're the fucking worst.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't think it's been good since the Ezio as well, Ezio trilogy.
I mean, I love Black Flag. Black Flag was so much fun.
You know, it's on sale right now for $5 on Ubisoft's website.
Get it. Really? It's definitely worth $5. The Black Sale or Black Flag? Sorry, Black Sales.
Black Sales in the Sunset, AFI.
Yeah, well, that's also the name of a Showtime show?
Maybe it's not on sale still.
Maybe it's Cinemax.
Well... Cinemax After Dark.
Well, there's a lot of fucking in that show. It's awesome. You guys want to watch some hot chicks fuck? And I mean, there's some dudes in there too, but there's a lot,
there you go, Jeremy.
A lot of lesbians in it.
Fuck you, Kevin.
Oh, wait, maybe I'm just thinking about the porn pirates.
There's a wait, is the show called Porn Pirates or is it called Pirates?
And there's a porn called Pirates.
Oh, I remember that.
Fucking
that was
hilarious.
Because yeah. I remember Blockbuster got some kind of weird rated R version of it, and it was right around the time Pirates of the Caribbean came out. So parents were renting Pirates, thinking that it was Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh no!
And they started watching it with their kids.
There's a funny line in it. There's a funny line. There's a one like the main pirate. He's like a pirate hunter, and like I forget who he's talking to, but he's like he has this weird way of talking. He's like, last night I dreamt my cuck was a Spanish galleon. And it's so fucking funny. He dreamt his dick was a fucking ship. It's so funny. What? I don't know why. It made me
How
laugh.
Did
so
we get to this?
Yeah, why are we here?
Because we started talking about black sails from Black Flag.
He was about to say Black Cox.
Black from Black Cox. No, but definitely $5 for Black Flag. Do it. It's so
over now. The deal's done. I missed it.
Damn. Oh, I thought you were just like, it's over.
No, I'm not doing it. But yeah, I like that. That was a fun one. And I need to play the new one because I'm down with the Victorian England stuff. So
it wasn't the one after. No, wasn't it France though? And then it went to Victoria England.
Well, that's the newest one. That's what I just said.
I don't even know anymore. Like there was
Rogue. There was Rogue, which was in between Black Flag and Assassin's Creed 3, which I played that one and it was all right. And that was the last one for the 360. And then Rogue. No, wait. Unity was the one for Xbox One.
Yeah.
And I have it, but I haven't played it because it was just bugged to shit. And then they just did Syndicate, which is the...
That's the one. Okay.
That's the one that's gotten like really good reviews. And apparently the DLC is fun and the story is great. I don't know. I'm all about it.
But you haven't bought it yet.
No, I have. I bought it. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
I got it on Amazon around Christmas time. It was on sale for like $20. And I was like, yep. Like, just gonna buy it, and then I haven't played it yet because I've been playing way too much other shit.
So. Yeah. Did you get it on the Xbox?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I played all the other ones. Although I thought about getting it maybe on PC. I'm also thinking about getting Tomb Raider on PC. Also,
Tomb Raider's so good on PC.
It's so good.
After playing The Division and cranking that up to Ultra, I was like, you know, like, oh my god, this is gorgeous. Like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to play the Tomb Raider like this. So. We got a link in the chat for CD keys, where I guess it's on Xbox One. I'm the only one who has an Xbox One. Kev does, but
I've got it, but I barely play it.
Yeah. So.
All right, I didn't check CD keys today.
No, I haven't checked there either. I may do that after the show.
Oh, CD shit. Keys is fantastic. Doom PC plus DLC, $36.
Yeah. Yep.
Holy gotta love cdkeys.com.
Yeah, because I was gonna check out what's it called? Oh, that Far Cry Primal came out today, and it got decent reviews.
Oh, it probably came out tomorrow. You mean because it's Tuesday?
Yeah, shut the fuck up. That's what I meant.
That's what I meant to say.
Shut up.
$34
for Primal.
Uh huh. On PC.
Mm.
You know you got to get that on PC.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I want to stream it. Right, it looks a lot of fun, and it got good review. It got like eight point something.
It's gotten some pretty good ones. So.
You could feed a honey badger.
That's tough.
It's like petting simulator 2K16.
He says it's like 12 on PC.
For what? Oh, for Black Flag.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't think I'd buy it right now. I just can't. Like I'm playing too many games. Yeah, it's $11.40.
Okay. Black Flag. No,
many
Black
games
Flag?
On CDKs.
Oh, yeah, $11. Sorry, like on Xbox One, it's $5. Jesus Christ.
I just play. I have Tomb Raider to beat before The Division comes out, and that's what I'm focused on.
Absolutely.
And so I'm going to beat that, and then Black Flag is my life. Or I mean, damn it, The Division. All right, folks, that's our show for this evening. I hope that you enjoyed it. You know, we come together every week, and Doug really wanted to say something special to everybody. He asked me to take this time at the end of the episode. Take it away, Doug.
Wait, what are you talking about?
What?
Doug, you were talking about pre-show.
Yeah.
Anyone in Patreon can hear the pre-show, and Doug said, hey, at the end of the show, let me talk for a little bit.
Yeah, you said it. You said, hey, guys, listen, before we go on air... Uh-huh. I want to say something at the end of the show.
I was there.
We both heard you. Now you're one. I understand that you're nervous, but I feel like you shouldn't be in this situation because it's the fans who love us. And I think
that's
that
true.
If you're going to say something, you know, this is feel open.
Well, I have a message from one of our patrons who pays the $10 a month that gets to say something on the show. Comes from our boy Ed. I'm gonna keep talking. I don't give a shit. I can mute you and keep talking on the stream.
I could mute you on the podcast.
I can be here
and be cute.
And Ed wants to let you know, Jer.
Here it comes.
Yep. He wanted you to know that if he goes to Comic Palooza with us in June, because he's thinking about going with us, that'd be fun. Mm-hmm. But he's gonna fuck you. In all of your holes, and you're going to love it.
Whoa!
Because he's going to make.
Is that guaranteed that he's going to love it?
Yeah. He said guaranteed.
Well,
and that he was going to make you his perma bitch.
That's a long message for $10.
That was a long message.
Your money,
hey,
no,
he spent
$10.
He spent that $10, and I think Ryan has a message for Jeremy to read.
I don't have the chat open, so I can't read it.
Maybe you should
copy and paste it into Skype.
I'm gonna just copy paste it into the notes real quick.
That's okay. Listen, Ed, I've got a message for you, buddy.
You have to pay the $10 though.
yeah, you have to pay the $10, Jer.
I am on the
got
show.
An hour to speak whatever the fuck you want. You don't
I
get
can
to talk
speak
now.
Whatever
You're done.
I
You're
want.
Done. You're done.
I am not it done. Is. It's is that at the bottom?
Yeah.
Damn it. Okay.
Five times fast.
Hold on. First, I need to address Ed. And I'll say this. You better bring it, big boy. Because after Doug, fucking you is going to be like fucking hot dog down a hallway.
Wait,
what?
What?
Wait,
what?
I just said, okay, I'll repeat it. Ed,
no.
You better bring it. Because after fucking Doug, doing me is going to be like a hot dog down a hallway.
Wait, what? I don't understand.
He's saying you have a really tight butthole.
No, you had a big penis. And like,
oh, I have a... Wait,
yeah.
What?
Wait, what?
I'm so confused. So I'm fucking you first and then he's fucking you?
No, you've already... We've all three of us have already had sex because of the fact that we've gone to all these cons together.
Wait, am I included on this now?
Yeah,
I don't remember this.
Oh, we double teamed you, Kevin.
That's why I was snoring so bad.
All right, so let's get on to this fucking show is nonsense.
Yeah. This show is nonsense.
All right, let's get on to this one from Ryan. Okay, hold on. Jeremy's Peter Piper
got plucked off. Take a drink. Pepper.
Jeremy's Peter Piper got plucked off like a pickled pepper. Jeremy's Peter Piper got plucked off like a pickled pepper. Jeremy's Peter Piper got picked off like a pepper pepper.
Like a what?
Pickled pepper. Pickled pepper. Jeremy's Peter Piper got plucked off like a pickled pepper.
Jeremy's Pinto.
All right, you guys try it.
No, I'm good. That message was for you.
Jeremy Dick got picked off.
Bye, guys.
Bye.